You've seen this shape before. A machine fails in a precise way, and the physics that follows is indifferent to how many people are watching. Ryanair flight from Greece to Germany, engine fan blade fractured mid-flight, and the decompression that followed nearly pulled a passenger through the window. U.S. investigators just confirmed the mechanical sequence, part by part. The blade didn't just break. It became a projectile that shattered the cabin wall, turning aerodynamic force into a physics problem with a human inside it. Seneca has the first word, then Benjamin Franklin.
Lucilius, you ask how a man prepares for the moment the air turns to vacuum. I think of Corsica, the fever that pinned me to a cot for 8 years, each breath a negotiation. The body does not consult us. It is seized, ruptured, drawn toward the breach, and in that instant, philosophy is not a shield, but a witness. The investigators name the blade, the metal fatigue, the cascade of cause. They are right to. But the passenger at seat 17A did not die of a report. He died of physics, which has never read a Stoic treatise. We armor the fuselage. We cannot armor the fuselage. Non in nostra, potestate, the body, property, reputation, office. The body, reputation, office, the list. I watched a gladiator fall at midday games, throat opened by a stray splinter from his own shield. The crowd gasped. I thought, there. But for the splinter go I. The difference between his death and mine is only the weapon chance selects. We practice for the wrong emergencies. We rehearse speeches for the Senate. The trial comes at 30,000 feet in a darkness that swallows sound. Write to me from Sicily. Does the sea still smell of salt after the storm?
The air pump on my workbench at Craven Street taught me what vacuum does to a vessel not made for it. The brass hemisphere collapses with a sound like a pistol shot, and the glass jar shatters before your eyes. You have seen the same lesson written larger now. A blade of steel gives way, the window yields, and the air inside the cabin rushes out as though summoned, dragging a man toward the breach by the very breath in his lungs. We knew this force in 51 when Watson and I charged jars until turkeys fell dead and hens cooked in their feathers. The fluid obeys no bargain, it seeks equilibrium. The workmen who forged that blade swore it sound. The inspector who passed it swore it sound. The company that bolted it to the wing swore it sound. And yet the metal had a tongue of its own, a fatigue no oath could quiet. I once watched a lightning rod at the Loganian Library melt where the contact was too small for the current. The rod survived. The wires did not. The flaw was not in the iron, but in the joint, the place where two pieces meet and pretend to be one. You, who sit in a coffee house reading this account, you know the feeling. The tool in your hand that has served 100 times fails on the 101st. The maxim says, trust not the maker's word. Prove the work yourself. But I have also seen the prover prove every weld, and still the ship founder on a hidden rock. The world is not a laboratory. We build as well as we can, and the air presses in.
BBC News, carry the piece. A fan blade broke at altitude. The window failed, and a man nearly followed. Physics indifferent to the cabin's design assumptions. That's old news for today.